confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
Yes, $460 is the jackpot. Can she beat you on Are You Smarter Than Katie? We are about to find out. And we have a very monumental day, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because it's Katie versus Katie on the wake-up call. Good morning, Katie from Marysville.
Good morning. I just want to say, when COVID hit, I did originally beat Katie. So let's see.
Okay. Well,
listen, that was COVID.
I was playing at a disadvantage.
Right. We were all out of our okay. minds during COVID.
For God's sakes.
All right.
Pregnant.
How much did you win all those years ago?
No, there was nothing back then. It was just for.
Oh, I
know,
think we paused the money.
Why did we pause the money?
I think because everybody ran out of money. I don't remember.
Wow. Well, you know what? Thanks for sticking with us. That was all right. Katie from Rockland is leaving the studio right now. And it's just you and me and Kevin. And here we go. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready?
I think so.
All right. Here we go. Question one. TikTok is just days away from being banned. Again, the ban goes into effect unless the Chinese-owned company sells to an American company, which might be Amazon, after they made an offer yesterday. Who owns Amazon?
Oh, Jeff Bezos.
Question two. The last Quentin Tarantino movie was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it won Brad Pitt his first Oscar. Well, Tarantino wrote a sequel to it, but he will not direct it. But Brad Pitt is going to star in it anyway, and it's going to be a series on TV. Interesting. Who was Brad Pitt's co-star in that movie?
Oh, is it Samuel Jackson? I have no idea.
Question three. Nintendo made a huge announcement yesterday for their Switch 2. Kevin's excited by this.
So excited.
The mobile gaming system will come out on June 5th. And it will cost $450 with a slate of brand new games and a talk feature this time. Why do we need to talk to everybody on video games, Kevin?
It's so fun.
Is it?
It promotes competition.
It also promotes all kinds of smack talk. And all right, anyway,
well, that makes me play better.
In Mario, what kind of animal is Bowser?
Oh.
A turtle?
Question four, White Lotus is a massive hit, and all three seasons have been created by the same guy named Mike White. In an interview, he said that he got the idea for this third season while he was in the hospital with bronchitis, which was so bad he was hallucinating. True or false, Mike White once competed on a season of Survivor.
We'll go with true.
Question five, Morgan Wallen threw a temper tantrum after being the musical guest on SNL over the weekend, and he tweeted out, "Get me to God's country," as he left New York City. Well, now he's selling shirts that say that. If he sells them for $38 a shirt, and you bought four of them, what's your total?
Okay. 38 and four of them, you said?
That's what I said. 3 seconds.
152.
All righty. Kevin, please go bring Katie from the wake-up call back in here. And Katie from Marysville, what do you do for a living?
I'm a social worker.
A social worker? Oh, man.
God bless.
Wow. That's cool. We have... Our listeners,
I know,
have we have God's people listening
they're
to this.
They're saints. They're angels.
Wow.
I think Katie should throw the game for this.
Oh, wow. Nice try.
We said that the listeners were good people, not
right.
us.
Now we know you're not a good person.
Right. Katie from Marysville is now on hold. You ready to play?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. I don't know how to tell you this. TikTok is on the verge of getting banned again.
Stop it.
I know. The ban goes into effect if the Chinese-owned company doesn't get sold to an American one. Late yesterday, Amazon made an offer to buy TikTok.
Okay.
Because why not? They own everything else, right?
I mean,
nothing better than a homogenized media landscape, right?
Who do you care? You're not even on TikTok.
Oh, I care. Because everybody else is. Who owns Amazon?
Jeffrey Bezos.
Right. Jeffrey Bezos.
Whenever I shop on Amazon, I like to call him Bezos Bucks.
Jeffrey Bezos. Second question. The last Quentin Tarantino movie was called Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it won Brad Pitt his first Oscar.
Oh.
Tarantino wrote a sequel to that movie, but he will not direct it. It's going to be turned into a TV show instead, and Brad Pitt will star in it again.
Wow.
It's going to be actually directed by David Fincher, who's a... If anybody's not going to direct a Quentin Tarantino script, I want it to be David Fincher. Who was Brad Pitt's co-star in that movie?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes. I know you never saw that movie, but boy, is it good.
Trailer.
It is so good. Question three, Nintendo made a huge announcement. They're making the Switch 2. You're excited about this, I'm sure.
Thrilled.
The mobile gaming system, $450.
How much was the last one?
Kevin, how much was the last one?
Like 200 something.
Okay, wow.
It's going to come out on June 5th. In Mario, what kind of animal is Bowser?
Like a dragon?
No. He's a turtle.
Really?
Dragons don't have shells on their back.
Right. Stupid me.
Right. Question four. You love White Lotus.
Love it.
The guy who made all three seasons of White Lotus is a guy named Mike White, and he said that he came up with the idea for this third season while he was in the hospital with bronchitis because it was so bad it was making him hallucinate.
Wow.
And during his hallucinations, he would like jot down notes and stuff like that.
Copper!
And he said
tsunamis!
And he like came up with the whole story. True or false, Mike White once competed in a season of Survivor.
Oh my God. That's so random. I'm going to say it's true.
That is true. It actually made me not like Mike White there a little bit.
Why?
Because he was so mean and evil on Survivor.
You love that.
Not really. Not really? On Survivor. Yeah. Oh. Question five. Remember Morgan Wallen's temper tantrum on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Okay. So remember what he posted from his private jet? It was like, get me to God's country.
Oh, yeah. And what did that mean?
Get me out of this sinful landscape of New York City. I don't know.
Take me back to Tennessee where I can throw chairs off of a balcony.
Right. Get me back to the place where I can say the N-word and people will still love me. Well, he's now selling shirts that say, get me to God's country.
Okay. Cool.
If he sells them for $38 a shirt,
yep,
and you buy four of them, okay, four for the whole family, how much is the total? Great Christmas gift.
$152.
Wow! Yes!
Ooh.
Wow! Katie from Marysville, final score, you both got four.
Okay.
But Katie wins. Ties go to her. Wow, that was a nail biter there. I'm not going to lie. Well, Katie, God bless.
You'll be back.
We'll talk to you again in a couple years. God bless you. Thank you for doing what you do. But what do you want to tell us?
I am not smarter than Katie.
No.
Not today.
Not today. Not today.